Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. Guys, I think it's going to be another hot one today. Maybe not as hot as yesterday. My dash definitely said 102 in the middle of the afternoon. Did you guys step outside at all yesterday?
It was absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal yesterday. There is relief on the way. It's going to be, the temperature is supposed to cool off 7 or 8, maybe 9 degrees for the race this weekend. So that's going to be nice.
And today's going to be 6 degrees cooler.
Yeah, there you go.
Today it's only 90. It was 96 at one point yesterday. Oof. We have a puppy door, dog door, mm-hmm. but the dog refuses to use. So I have to crack open the back door, and sometimes I'll forget when she comes back in to close it. And mm-hmm. yesterday according to Mike, it's like I don't have the Nest. I have the Echo Bee.
Mm-hmm.
Mike thinks that's, you know, not good enough. He ripped on it last time we talked about this on the air. But I have the Echo Bee, and it alerts me. It's on my, and it gave me an alert. He goes, something might be wrong with your unit.
Oh.
And so literally, I'm like, I'm going out of town tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I say out of town. So I go outside, and I'm checking the coils, you know, to make sure they haven't frozen over. Because you know how sometimes when your air will run over and over yep. again, it'll freeze up. And it's a newer unit, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so I go, that door's still up. So I close the door, and then I go, oh, wow, all these blinds open. So I close every blind in the house, turn on every ceiling fan. And this is like at 7:30 last night.
Yeah.
And then it started to go down after like an hour and a half. But to your point, yeah, it was so hot outside yesterday. I panicked a little bit with my unit because Reliable came in, you know, when who works with Carl, you know, Carl endorses Reliable, and they came in a couple of years ago, like during the pandemic, and fixed mine. And you don't want it going out during a heat
wave. It happened to my neighbor across the street yesterday.
Oh,
I was pulling
no.
out of my drive. I was no. pulling out of my driveway, and I was like, man, he's got a worker truck in his driveway. Yep, air conditioning company.
Oh,
I was like, oh, no, dude. And it happened to me last year, remember?
Yeah.
I had to replace my entire system.
No, that
last
wasn't
summer.
Even last year. That was it? That was.
Thought it was last
That was 23.
Year.
I remember driving to training camp. Mike's like, yeah, just drop Ridge's inheritance on redoing my entire system.
Dude, it was brutal. They were like, because it was like, I don't know, it was very old.
Yeah,
Let's
yeah,
just
yeah.
put it that way. And we needed to redo a bunch of it. But yeah, yesterday, working in the bathroom, we got to get a braze. We're in the bathroom. The shower that we were redoing, the bathtub that we're redoing, is in the corner of the house, like the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
And we were redoing the insulation behind, you know, the sheetrock and stuff. So when we pulled that insulation off in the middle of the day, and that room got to about 120 very quickly.
Oh.
And I was like, this is urgent. This is urgent. Help me. Get me out of here. It's a sauna.
It is just gross at
Awful.
That point. Now, I know in New York, they were complaining about the heat when they opened up the Mets-Braves season, but try Atlanta. Last night, though, Braves lost 7-3. Didier Fuentes, unfortunately, had a rough outing, allowed 6 runs, 8 hits. I think we've got some mixed opinions here on Didier. On Twitter, I did see Holton B tweeted us and said Didier had great stuff, is throwing strikes. I'd much rather him throw strikes and get hit around than a little walk 4 or 5 batters and consider him terrible.
Yeah.
And then one message I got, and I want to ask you guys about this because I didn't see this, but I'm curious if you guys did. Someone messaged me and said when Alonso was on second base early in the game, he did a hop to signal a breaking ball was coming to the batter. So he doesn't know if he's tipping pitches or if Alonso was stealing signs.
Well, for a first question, Mike, would be how do you know the hop means breaking ball?
Well, I saw, yeah.
Hey, how do you know what their signs are?
That's a good point. I saw, and you know, it could be the fact that Pete Alonso is, and if that's true, it could be the fact that he sees the grip in the glove. Maybe
yeah.
Didier Fuentes is not closing the
that.
Glove. He did. I went back and looked at it. It is a very unique secondary lead, which is what you call it when they hop off, and you know, they get their lead, and then as soon as he goes to wind up his secondary lead, it felt unique. I'm not. I don't know whether or not he was tipping pitches or not, but I could see where you would look at Pete Alonso and what he's doing. And I don't know if he just looks goofy because he's goofy, or if it looks goofy because he's trying to tip a pitch and he can see the grip right before the delivery. I don't even know if – I think it was McNeil at the plate at that point. I don't even know if he's quick enough to even see the hop and the pitch all at the same time and actually react to it. But it would – I guess I'll finish that conversation by saying it would make a lot of sense to me, because just like you were saying, Holton says on Twitter, his stuff is great. And the whole time you're watching his start, you're going, dude, his movement's great. His velocity's great. I mean, the location could be better on some of the stuff, but they are absolutely tattooing him, and especially once they get runners on base. So
the home run Soto hit in the third – I believe it was.
Yeah, no runners on, right?
Yeah, it was. Pretty sure it was lead. It was leadoff.
Might have been the first pitch of the inning.
It was. It wasn't. I know it wasn't the first pitch. It was a. It was a fastball high and outside. He went and got it a little bit. It was not. What I mean by it wasn't too far out, but it wasn't in middle of the plate. It wasn't a meat pitch. It wasn't a meatball. And then the next batter, if I'm not mistaken, goes. I want to say, to left field, that double, and it just kind of felt like, uh-oh, we might have a problem. I don't know if he's tipping pitches or not, because, I mean, he didn't tip the pitch to Soto.
Right.
That wasn't a tip pitch. So it's interesting, because it brings up a good thought process, but in order to know it, I guess that's why I go back to that question. Well, how do you know what their sign is that they know what pitch is coming? Because you don't. It might have been interesting leadoff. That's great. But we get into the weeds here. The guy making his second start against what we need to remember is a really, really freaking good lineup. McNeil, Soto, Lindor, Alonso, Beatty. We're not just naming, like, bums. And those guys are good players. So, slump or not, they've still – and we forget, the Braves have beat them five straight coming into last night. But they've scored runs off the Braves. The first game they were up 4-1. The very first game we played them this year, up 4-1, the Braves come back. And then, yes, Sell and Strider shut them down, but and Schwellenbach did a good job the last outing, but just the night before, you had to score what? Seven. I think you had to score seven to beat them. And they were up 3-0 at one point in that game. So it kind of happens, and it's a young pitcher. He makes mistakes. Maybe they saw his first start. They saw something out of that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to say the fact that it is his second start, and he is so young, that you could see them watching film and you know, kind of highlighting something and be like, you know what, I think we can get this. I'll have to go back and look at, you know, the angle of his glove when he's in a stretch, when you get runners on, and you know, if there is something to that. I do want to highlight two different things, though, in this conversation about the Braves last night. First of all, Michael Harris robs a home run in the eighth. Great. He also grounds out four times and sees eight pitches. It's just, it's brutal at this point. And it's almost, it actually has a lot of the same conversation that we had earlier about Didier Fuentes and whether or not he deserves another start. If there, you felt like there was a better option, that you would probably make moves, you know, based on that. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there is a better option. I know that everybody looks at the Profar returning in left field, maybe Eli White getting time or splitting time with Michael Harris. I don't know what that is. I just know that it was bad to watch last night. And it's highlighted, and it continues to be highlighted by the fact that he robs a home run in the eighth inning, and it's incredible. And that's just the story of what Michael Harris has been this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I thought Charlie Culberson, who's on this yesterday and works for, you know, those former Brave and does the FanDuel stuff, said it perfectly. Maybe just a day off, man. Sometimes a day off is just great. The tough part is it's tough to give a guy like Michael Harris a full day off. Even if I said, you know what, Mike, you're good, and then it's a 3-2 game going into the ninth, and I've got – and maybe Dylan Lee's not available or whatever. Maybe, you know what? I don't care. I need my best defense out there. And I move Eli to left and I put Michael Harris in center because back where he should be, because I want my best defense out there. it's just hard to do with the depth. And it's what – go back to – you can tell me all you want that, well, Alex said money wasn't an issue. Yeah, and then in the same breath, he said, where money affects us is depth. And that's where this Braves team has been destroyed the last 2 years, is depth. The pro – starting out the year without Acuna, and then the Profar suspension, and then Arcia losing his way
mm-hmm. –
your depth has been so tested, and that's why you're not trading Sean Murphy, because you need depth. And whether you like it or not, at the plate, the depth is there defensively.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And you know, when you talk about affordability in terms of depth too, and I brought it up earlier, guys, Griffin Caningle will start against the Braves tonight. He's having a pretty good year, and he was brought over in that salary dump that was Jorge Soler when you got rid of Jorge Soler at the end of last season. And they just essentially got Griffin Caning here, and when they were like, you know what, man, he's worth like $5 million in arbitration. You're not worth the $5 million. We're just going to move on. They just let him go, and he's going to be starting for the Mets tonight. So get-back game incoming, obviously, for Griffin Caning. And then you remember, it's not that he has any sour feelings. He was probably happy to have it happen. But I will say, as we look towards tonight, I thought it was huge at the end of the game last night in the ninth inning. You really felt like you were, you know, outside of swinging distance when it comes to a comeback, but you did force them to bring in Edwin Diaz last night. And if there is ever a just small blip at the end of the game to be able to look into, that was probably big in terms of what you feel like could be on the line tonight, because both these teams seemingly are emptying their staffs right now. They are putting it all on the line, bringing in their best relievers time and time again. Felt like the Braves did that last night as well, bringing in Bummer, obviously, to be kind of long relief, which you haven't seen him in that role that much. So I thought that was big right there at the end of the game to be able to force Edwin Diaz to come on the field.
I know we got to go to break, but real quick, before you started this Mets series, you were like 14 and a half games out of the division. Now you're 9.5. The division, I still don't care about. You were like 10 or 11 games out of the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're 6.5. You're 5-3. No. You're 6-3, excuse me, in your first 9 games of a 13-game stretch against the NL East. Take 3 or 4 today, and then claw someone's eyes out to get 2 or 3 from the Phillies, and you are looking at a very good place to start off July for where you've been and where you started June.
Yeah, we will close up this series against the Mets tonight. Have a chance to split it, or we could take it. Grant Holmes is pitching for us. But coming up, I think we were all wondering when this guy would finally be tapped for the Home Run Derby. We're going to cover our All-Star next, and we've got him mic'd up.
Got him mic'd up. Listen, I don't know how much you guys out there paying attention to fashion, if at all. Me, not very much, but yesterday something happened. I felt targeted, and I want to get it off my chest and see if you guys feel the same way.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.